So, hello and welcome. Sorry to have left you so long.
I've enjoyed the talking between you.
Oh, good.
And I am referring to depression.
Yes, in particular.
Yes. I would like to say to you, if things are to change, and please remember that the human mind is capable of changing anything. And what I want to say is this. It should begin with the smallest of children, when they are able to understand words. I want to say to you that if these children are taught how to appreciate the smallest of things or happenings, they can create from a very young age, happiness.
I totally agree with you.
Yes.
Totally agree.
Yes.
Children today have lost something that we had when we were young.
Yes. You remember, I will compare it to a coin. Sadness on one side, happiness on the other. And you should be able to flick that coin and become what that coin tells you. Happy. It seems a sensible thing to do. Would you agree?
Yes.
But it has to start at a very, very young age. If a child is given what you call sweets today, they should appreciate the offering of it. They should appreciate the look of it. They should appreciate the taste of it. So much appreciation to be given. And in that way, it is innate within them. I hear a deafening silence. Yes, I hear you say it is easier said than done. But isn't it better to try, to encourage, to show love to another, in order that they too may experience that wonderful feeling of happiness. Happiness is within. Those are a few words, but they are strong words. So I would just ask that you think about what I have said, and perhaps even some of you can experience this with younger children. It is never too late to begin, although the ideal would be to work with the smallest of children.
So do you think that the depression that so many people have, it started right at a very early age?
Of course, because they learn that all things are not pleasant. But you have to be able to see both sides of the coin without it allowing you to become so low. But it is part of the human condition, I have to say. So, it takes quite a lot of thought on the part of the person giving the advice and giving the teaching to young children.
Mm. I've had the conversation with my grandsons about not to be fearful, and they're only 9 and 6.
Yes.
And they took that on board so easily.
Yes.
And understood that that was, you know, that it's not, it's silly in their words to be fearful, because that was leading to their feeling frightened, etc.
Yes.
And their depression. And I noticed a big difference just after one conversation with them about taking away fear. So yes, it does. We are responsible. We're all responsible for our young people. Don't have to be related to them, I don't think, to converse and
no, it is proper that you express these feelings to children.
Mm.
After all, they have come here to learn. And do not forget that when a child is brought into this world, they are still so, how shall I say, they embrace the spirit world still.
Mm. Yeah.
And no child is born with depression.
Mm.
No.
That is what you have to remember.
What sort of age do the children leave this, as it were, the spirit world behind, and then they're just focusing on?
It varies with the spirit.
Mm.
Some will be very quick.
Mm.
Others it may take years. And for some, I am afraid, they do not have that at all. They are constantly looking and trying to find themselves,
mm.
instead of letting spirit wash over them.
Mm.
That's why I don't agree with sort of medication really for depression, because as you say, they're not born with it. They get depressed
for a reason,
and
yes.
that reason needs to be addressed.
And the reason is compounded by what they learn from adults and from your news and your newspapers and all of these things. But as the lady has just said, it is much better to talk to youngsters rather than leave it to their imaginations. Because the imagination of human beings is very great,
mm-hmm.
very great.
Mm.
So beware.
Mm.
Yes. And I am going to thank you all for allowing me just to say a few words about this.
Mm, we're glad you did.
Yes.
Thank you.
It is in the increase in your world, unfortunately.
Yes, it is.
And there are things happening, I understand, in the world that makes people fearful.
Mm.
But throw it aside and show your children the happier side of life.
Mm.
Is that the best antidote almost, that we go out without any fear? And
yes.
That will rub off on
yes,
children
of
and
course.
Others. Mm.
Yes. It is much better that they understand. They have to understand, of course, that life in other parts of the world are not beautiful, but it is something they can come to understand if gently guided.
Mm.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, each offers unique learning experiences.
Yes, every human being is unique.
Mm.
Every human being upon this planet is unique. in the way they think, in the way they feel, in their understanding, all of those things. But I thank you all very much, and I will bid you a very good night.
Thank you for talking. Did we get a name from you, in case you come again?
My name for recognition only is Sandra.
Thank you, Sandra.
That was quite strange. I felt that was an angel.
Really?
I could feel at my back, like, felt like wings, but then it disappeared and then it come back. And I do just feel that it probably was.
I wondered if it, you know, she had a lovely voice, a bit like some of the nuns, that sisters that come through, but it wasn't quite like a sister. Wonderful.
I haven't had that before.